This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Now we're slipping into the latter stages of summer, and there might be occasion that you homeowners would want to prune back your ornamental trees and shrubs. We'll talk about the techniques for going about that now with Greg Eystone. Greg is the Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent. Greg, what we're talking about here is cosmetic correction, so to say, of trees and shrubs, right?
Yeah, that's right. With the ample moisture we had this spring and maybe some people out there watering and fertilizing, you may get some extra growth that doesn't fit into your landscape as well as you'd like it. And so we want to do some light pruning as we're getting into the later stages of the growing season so that we don't push a lot of new growth that can get injured as we get into more freezing temperatures. Maybe more cosmetic issues for you down the road in next spring if you have some dead growth from some pruning.
Right. And what we're talking about here, if, say, a shrub is starting to encroach on a walkway or maybe combating other adjacent shrubs too aggressively, these are the circumstances where pruning would be in order.
Yeah, you know, if it's in the way, causing issues, maybe growing into another plant, so they're competing with each other. You want good airflow typically through plant material. So you can do some, again, light pruning. And generally speaking, on trees and shrubs, this is kind of a year-round strategy. Only taking out a third of that plant won't cause a lot of issues for the plant, but probably want to even do less at this time of the year and save some of that more extensive pruning for during the dormant season or right after bloom time, depending on the use of the plant. Again, if you're pruning at this time of the year for some of our spring flowering plants, you're removing the flowers. And if that's of something of real interest for you for that plant, you'd want to do some light pruning.
Pruning technique, similar to what we would normally do at other times of the year?
Yes, the plant has growing points on it, and so we always want to prune back to a growing point so that plant can go ahead and either seal over or adjust how it needs to. You think of the dead points of particularly evergreen plants. You can prune back too far. There's no growing points there for it to fill back in. We want to prune back to another bud or another branch, and so that that plant can respond by sealing over the wound, preventing perhaps insect or disease issues from encountering there. Broadleaf plants, trees and shrubs, you know, they have growing points either at the very tips or they get larger around. And so, again, you want to prune back to those locations. If you have a larger branch that you're trying to manage, typically something that is probably bigger than we want to do with one cut, we want to go ahead and prune it off in three steps. We make an undercut maybe a foot away from where your final cut will be. That's going to prevent some bark tearing. Then we cut a little bit farther out from there, from the above portion. That will snap that branch off pretty easily without doing any damage to your trunk. And then you go back to that branch collar. That is the growing point of our tree, and so you'll see maybe a swollen area closer to the trunk, and we prune right outside that, and that way that will go ahead and seal over with the active cells that will do that and not leave a dead stub area.
Now, Greg, if you have a shrub that individual branch pruning would not be practical, can you use a hedge trimmer to clean it back, so to speak?
There are like shearing methods. Again, when you're shearing something like that, you're making a lot of wounds and a lot of growing points, and the plant's going to adjust by replacing materials there, so you get this kind of real heavy growth at all those different pruning areas, and so that's something you're going to have to manage on a long-term scale. If that is your strategy, we do want to make sure that the top of the plant is narrower than the bottom. Otherwise, you'll get empty spaces. There's no light penetration to the lower portions, and so you get naked legs, if you will. That's the situation. Then you need to make that narrower at the top to get sunlight down there.
Good tips. We appreciate you coming by and sharing those. Thanks so much.
It's always my pleasure, Eric.
That from Greg Eystone. Greg is the Riley County Extension Horticultural Agent. Once more, late summer pruning of landscape ornamentals. Our topic on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.